Also with us this morning is the UUP leader, Robin Swan. Good morning to you, Robin.
Morning, Danny.
You put forward a plan to get around the border question. You want a common travel area for goods. How would that work?
Well, Danny, Europe works on a series of rules and regulations, and that's what they understand. Currently, we have a common travel area for people, which allows people free movements across our islands. And what we're basically suggesting to the British government and the EU and the Irish government as well is to look to establish a similar pattern for goods so that goods can move across these islands with the same ease that people does. Now, that actually involves a step change in the Irish government's approach to how this works, because they have to look for the same agreements that they have from the EU in regards to people.
And is that not where everyone's been trying to get to so far throughout these discussions?
Well, it is and it isn't. Nobody's put this forward. You know, we're hearing what everybody wants and what everybody's against. We're trying to keep it as simple as possible. You know, we've heard Norway plus Canada plus, yeah, and a number of other suggestions put on the table and taken off the table by different various groups.
Yeah.
What we're simply suggesting is let's get this down to the basics so that we can get to the next step, and Brexit really is where everybody wants to go.
With the greatest respect, Robin, how are you going to do this? Because you have no MPs and you've no platform at Stormont, so who is going to take this on?
Well, look, it's something we've actually, that's why we've written to the Prime Minister, we've written to the Taoiseach and Jean-Claude Juncker. I am speaking to one of the Prime Minister's advisors on Friday about this idea, just because they are engaged, and I think the Prime Minister says she wants to engage with all parties within Westminster. We've expanded that to ask her to engage with all parties in the devolved institutions as well. And look, we're also asking to the Secretary of State, we've also asked her to bring the Northern Ireland parties together for a roundtable discussion on Brexit. Should it be one-on-one, the same way the Prime Minister's doing in Westminster? You know, our Secretary of State should be doing the same over here to see where the common ground actually is among all the parties. Because if you remember, Vinnie, you know, Martin McGuinness and Arlene Foster were able to sign a joint letter to the Prime Minister telling her what Northern Ireland's wants and needs were. That was a number of years ago, so let's get back to that basis.
Okay.
If we're talking about a national government to try and get the solution for Brexit and the problem that's there at this minute in time, let's include the devolved institutions as well, and let's make sure Northern Ireland voices are all at the table and all being listened to.
So surely the EU is never going to accept something that affects the single market. Surely this would compromise the integrity of the single market, and they've been very clear that they will defend that over everything else.
But the thing about it is, Vinnie, you know, everybody says the EU wants to protect the free movement of people across the entirety of the EU. The Republic of Ireland has that sanction, that thing that makes them different, that they are not part of the Schengen agreement, which allows them to be different so we can maintain our common travel area for people. So what we're suggesting is, you know, look at the basics of that, look at the building blocks of what allows the Republic of Ireland to sit outside Schengen, and let's apply it for goods so that our manufacturing industries can protect their supply chain, so that our agri-food industry can make sure they can transport the raw products and the finished products across these islands without the challenges and the free movement that actually happens and is allowed for people. And look, the other example we already have is, you know, people flying to America can go through pre-passport control in Dublin and Shannon. So there is precedent actually set there.
OK, you've written these letters to the Prime Minister, some political leaders across the UK, the Taoiseach, etc. What kind of response have you had back from them?
So the letters were written yesterday and sent yesterday, Vinnie, so we haven't had any response. But as I say, we have an indication from number 10 that one of the Prime Minister's advisors will be talking to me on Friday in regards to this and a number of other issues. So there is engagement there. What we're trying to play, Vinnie, you know, you pointed out with no MPs. Yep, we have no MPs at this minute in time, but we're still a stakeholder in the future of the United Kingdom.
Okay.
And we want to play a part. We want to bring solutions to this. We want to challenge people to think outside the box rather than just saying what they're not accepting and what they won't accept. We've seen where that gets Northern Ireland to. You know, listening to Jeremy Corbyn and establishing his red lines before he goes into talks, you know, it's reminiscent of a Sinn Féin playbook. You know, we're not going into talks until we get guarantees of what we're going to get.
You can apply that to a lot of political parties and many discussions and standoffs.
Yeah, but you know, the standoff we're at this minute in time, Vinnie, has to go outside party politics. It has to go to the extent, this is for the good of the nation, and I think that's actually where the Prime Minister is reaching out last night. Okay. I think that's what she's doing. The conversations we're having at this moment in time is perhaps something we should have been having 2 years ago and would have got us to a better place now. Unfortunately, they weren't. And that's why we're also, you know, encouraging for the extension of Article 50.
Okay.
So there is time for those talks.
Robin Swan from the UUP, the leader of the party, thank you very much.